Hi, this is Clara Hammerstrom, and I'm competing in Melodifestivalen in Sweden. And this is the Building Bridges podcast.
Take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Sebi.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. Well, today we build a bridge to Sweden in a way, but also to Las Vegas, because we are talking to Clara Hammarström, who is competing in Melodifestivalen again. And this is, of course, the Swedish show, but she was in Las Vegas at her boyfriend's house when she talked to us. So she had a beautiful scenery with palm trees, blue sky, sun, unusual.
It was very hard to focus on the interview. Looking at this beautiful lady and also this beautiful picture of summer behind her, it was not good. Not good for my mental health. But you stressed again, because I think this is her fourth time.
Yeah.
And now, like, it's no, but like, again, I'm old. So like, this is just for me proof that time is going quickly. And like, it just seems like yesterday was her first go at this and she didn't qualify. But determined as she is, she's been back twice. Can she get top three this year?
And Clara, who is 25, said she was getting old as well. So yeah,
keep an ear out for that during the interview, because you can probably literally hear my eyes roll when she said that.
So let's see if you can hear it, and let's give it up to Clara now.
So obviously, a little birdie told us that you're not actually in Sweden right now, with Melfest kicking off in a few weeks. You're in beautiful Vegas, my most happiest city in the US. So what are you doing down there?
So yeah, that's true. I'm starting to feel a little bit stressed now because the time is getting closer and I'm competing in the second competition. But yeah, I'm here in Vegas. My boyfriend lives here and I live here part-time. So I was making my calendar up, and I was I gave him time now over Christmas so I can spend lots of time in Sweden during the qualification and the final if I make it there. So this is a smart move by me, by giving him my love now and then getting back to Sweden. My boyfriend, he plays for the Vegas Golden Knights here. So he plays in the NHL, hockey player, yeah, which is fun too. So here, supporting him now, so I can get home and do me for a while later on. So that's why I'm in Vegas, actually. But I'm trying to do as much as I can and prepare before I go home as well. So being in the US is a big thing. You can always meet a lot of people that have been doing funny things in this industry that is not Eurovision and that is not Melodifestivalen, but that you can take a little bit of help of. And yeah, I'm trying to do what I can over here. So for an example, I have set up a dance crew that is my dance crew, copying my team back home and dancing with me here, so I can prepare and still do my rehearsals here. So yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you're very busy even outside of Melodifestivalen context. You have also recently released Can't Get Enough, Dr. Feelgood with the Polish DJ Tribs. And I think this was your first ever sample. I don't know, how did this unusual collaboration happen?
So fun collab, actually. I love Tribs, and we had time before I got here to meet in Stockholm too, and just chat and have it. To like release things together, which was really fun. Actually, that was one of my songs from the beginning. I got it from a near friend who was making that idea up, and I started playing that song during summer at my gigs, and that was before releasing it. And then Trips got to hear it by a friend. And from there, we decided to do a collab, and he got into the the song and mixed it up a little bit. So yeah, from that part, when I heard Dr. Feelgood the first time, I was yeah, I fell in love with the song. I wasn't sure then, or I didn't know that it was a sample the first time I heard it actually, and it turned out it was a universal sample song, so it made it a little bit easier. And from there we just moved on, and yeah, we released it the 20th of December, which is in between all the things going on in everyone's house. But yeah, it's always a busy time with me, and I love keeping it busy. And yeah, you need to be busy to have like the life going on
That's true.
if yeah.
Yeah.
So, Clara, just at Malinfest alone, we've seen you grow. We've seen a bit of power ballad. We've seen a bit of pop. We've seen even some bit of EDM. And now you're back for a fourth time. So, what direction will your new song, On and On and On, go in?
So this is a really good question, and of course it's really scary to come back after 3 years. And yeah, I'm in the years where I'm trying to figure out who am I as a person, who am I as a singer as well. And of course that changes a lot of over the years, from like 19 to 25, which I'm turning this year. This year I will. It feels like coming in with this song, it made me so sure of that I want to compete in this competition, that I want to do it again a fourth time, and that I feel sure about doing this, and that this is me. And even though how it goes, I will be proud of standing behind this song, because it's that kind of song. It is a poppy song, it's a party song, with a strong lyric, which I really it touches me all the times when I'm listening to it. I feel like this is a song that I've made myself. It's written by me, us, and I really feel that. Of course, I want to do something that makes the audience look one more time or go back and remember this performance, because that's what performing and music for me is all about: being extra, being something different, and standing out. So that has been the challenge, and I'm still like freaking out about it, because I want everything to be perfect. It won't be perfect, but perfect in my way is odd, you know. When people are like, "Oh my God, what happened there?" And that's what I'm aiming for. But of course, it's gonna be a mystery until we get there to Gothenburg, and I'll see it live myself, the first rehearsal there. So yeah, I want to bring something extra. I want to bring people joy and also bring people together. That's what I'm aiming for, because that's what Melfest is all about, and Eurovision.
Yeah,
Well, you
but
shouldn't freak
still.
out because you've improved every time you've gone. So that means this year you're guaranteed a top five. So it's just
Oh,
how
I would
far up
love
the
that.
scoreboard can you go, right?
But this year, I really feel like I've gotten the time to have like my first tour outside of Melfest. I've been in the competition the years while it's been a COVID era going on. I've not been able to sing or perform outside of Melfest, and this year I feel like I've gotten a lot of experience, and I know my voice. But I've been really, really nervous on stage the years before, because it's such a big deal. It's such a big deal. Everyone is watching, and to be a girl and in Sweden, and also knowing everyone else, it's like you know every other teenager, and that everyone is looking to. It's a big deal. You need to fake it until you make it. And that's what I'm really good at, you know, being a strong, independent woman, to get people to also be brave enough to be that kind of woman or girl or person. So I'm feeling a lot of pressure to be a good I don't know what to say, a role model for other people. But this year I feel like I have a lot of experience that I can also chill out when I get up on stage and like, okay, I know how to sing. I know how this will go, and I've made everything myself this year, and I'm gonna be happy about it.
Yeah, but it's true. I feel like every time when you're in Melody Festival, I'm really looking forward to what you're gonna do on stage as well, because it seems like you always have a vision and something memorable, as you said, like A Beat of Broken Hearts had the silver outfit and the golden rain, and then Run to
Yeah.
the Hills had this, fantasy vibe with the laser show somehow.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's really important for me. And I maybe people don't know how hard I work for that, but I work really hard with lots of PowerPoints, lots of emails, lots of things to get my idea to go through, because I think that's so important with being an artist, and that's what I wanted to do. And I want to stand in front of an audience that feel like, oh, this went this fast, because that was entertaining, you know. And everyone can sing these days. You have autotune, you have that going on, you can do that. You can even like having ABBA on stage in London, you know. But a performance that you do once in Eurovision or Melodifestivalen must be something that you remember, and that joy. And yeah, the ones that I've been seeing on stage when I grew up, like Marlene Ehrman, that is just outstanding. Her performance was just something else, but just touches me as I was like 10 years old, you know? Ooh, and like the white dress. It's just amazing how these different performances are entertaining to me. So yeah, I want to come with something special. And of course, I'm inspired by the biggest artists we got in the world. So, I'm a mix and match girl, and I think my song is a boop, you know. It's gonna be a hell of a fun ride to just start. Yeah.
Wonderful. And this year you have your staging idea already as well.
Oh yes.
Interesting.
So we had a rehearsal before the day before I got here, with the dancers that I handpicked myself, yeah, SVT, which I work with every year. I've been working with them for all the performances before too. They are, of course, a big part of this, and they are excited, really excited. I feel that they have put lots of hours into this performance too. And yeah, of course, the dress or the outfits and so on. That's also an important, really important thing to me, because I like the sparkles, and I like to standing out and be crazy. And I'm like that usually too. Now I'm in my sport dress because I'm going to rehearsal soon. But when I'm not having this on, then I have a dress or something sparkling, because I love that.
But wouldn't be
Oh yeah.
Eurovision or Mello without some sequins, right?
Oh yes. Oh my God. No, I'm really looking forward to this. And yeah, how about you? Have you seen a lot of like good people or artists coming up in Eurovision this year? Do you know any that's bubbling in Europe? Tell me
Yeah,
about
this
it.
season is very good. Like right now, I feel like it's just starting right now with the song releases and
Oh
everything.
yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah.
the songs we have so far, I think, are pretty good. And like,
That's
especially
nice.
this year,
And a lot
Albania.
of countries too haven't even revealed yet. Like a lot of countries are waiting. Like your neighbor Norway, we're still waiting to see what Melody Grand Prix will look like. We have no
Oh
idea.
yes, they
So
haven't
they're
been
waiting
in
to the
for a while.
last minute.
That's so nice. Even though we are almost the ones first out, everyone can look at our country and be like, okay, they have it's high pressure. Now we need to go high too. It almost feels like that. But yeah, it's really exciting. I felt like Eurovision last year was a little bit disappointing for me in the music kind of. I don't know. Hearing the music, I wasn't that like excited. I thought it was a kind of weird year, even though the winner was really nice. I liked the winner, and the top songs were really good. But overall, it felt like a really low standard year, actually. And I think that's why everyone is coming back this year
This year,
with
everyone's
like,
trying.
yeah, like even better songs and better performances. Because I felt like everyone was naked in Eurovision last year. It felt like everyone was naked. To me, I was like, oh my God, next one is gonna have a nude dress or nude and have nothing on. And next one was coming on stage. I'm like, okay, we've seen that. We've seen that too. Like, yeah, that was just the feeling. But yeah.
That's an interesting observation, actually. Now that I
Yeah.
think about it, it's true,
Well, hopefully you'll change that trend this year with your song, which of
Yeah.
course was written by actually the very first Eurovision artist I ever interviewed, Cassiopeia, who was a darling sweetheart, and now Eurovision
Yeah.
winning author as well. songwriter, so she's on your team. But of course, you've
Yeah.
competed with her in the past at Mello. So what's it like having a former rival now on your team as you go for, go for Basel?
So that's the weird thing about Mello. Even though you're competing against each other, it feels like you're friends, and you are friends, of
Yeah.
course. But it feels like you're not competing against the other artists. You're competing against the votes from the people, and of course they are the threats. But all the times I've been competing with Moa, she's or Cassiopeia, she's a girl that I really love having around. She is a little bit like me, even though she's crazy with tattoos and have like she has these crazy outfits that I just love. I love her wardrobe. I would take everything she got on. But she's just cool and really happy person that you love having around. And yeah, we've also made another song, except having competing against each other in Mello. We did the cancer gala for the small kids. They were actually asking for us to, they asked for me especially to come down as an angel flying down. And they asked for Mua to go there and also sing. And Mua and I did a song for these kids that we recorded and also performed at the Scala last year, I think it was. Anyway, she's a near friend of mine, and she was also competing last year, I think, right? It's the time goes so fast, but when I saw her, I was texting her immediately on my and was like, "Fuck, this is so good! You're so good, Moa." And I was just so happy when I saw her performance, and it's just like bittersweet. It's just perfect. It has it all. Yeah, I've been voting for her, actually, voting for her to be successful, and she's amazing. So yeah, and she probably thinks that I was a pain in the ass now this year, because I'm not an easy girl with when it comes to like lyric and that kind of thing, because I want it to be perfect, and she's already really good at that. So I was like, Mua, can we have a few more hours scheduled so we can go through the song once again? Can we change this part? I don't feel happy about this part. And they're like, oh, Clara, it's already good, but okay, we can take some more hours to go through this, and yada yada. But no, they're really good. I love them.
Yeah, that was actually what you just said was one of our questions because, Melodi Festival has so many familiar faces every year. And then does it
Yeah.
feel like you reunite with your friends or is there a rivalry among the artists too?
I would say you are. No, you have lots of friends during Melfest. You've gotten lots of friends, and I feel like you're a part of a big group. Of course, you have a few years that you know someone is going to be a little bit harder to beat, and it's always like that. I've never been winning, so of course it's been like
Not
when I've
yet.
been competing against the when I was with Run to the Hills, you thought like, oh, I wasn't that close to what was the name?
To
No. Oh,
Cornelia.
yeah, Cornelia. She was a new one. You know, everyone else were the oldest from Mello, so I knew everyone else. And you're already closer to other people. But no, everyone is really kind. We come from the same, like, small little Sweden. You can't be that artist, and I'm far from that artist. I'm really happy with people, and I love people, and I love being around people. And it would be really hard for me to be like to have a bad eye at someone, because that would let me down myself, I think. But no, during the years, and I got back last year as well, and I was singing just in between the rehearsals as a final, the winners, a fake winner. And I got to be around everyone competing, Liamo and Marcus and Martinez, and yeah, everyone. It feels like being a part of a big family, of course, which you're competing against. So yeah, but yeah, I love being there. And yeah, friends with everyone, was it?
Wonderful.
Of course. And
Of
speaking
course.
of that, so you mentioned earlier, so you're going to Gothenburg for your Deltävling. I don't know if you care much about the bookmakers or the betting odds and stuff, but you're first to win that Del Tevling right now. So, I mean, what does that mean to you? Is that something you care about, or you're just going to keep going? Don't care, just do your own thing. Whatever
I
happens, happens.
didn't know that. That makes me really happy when you say that. So, it makes me really happy. And I wouldn't say that it matters that much. Of course it's matter. It matters somewhere here around. You know, you take it in and like, oh fuck. But I would say everything that is going my way is good for the confidence, you know. To see that it's a fun thing. Of course, I'm aiming for a final spot in my competition, but you never know how it goes. And this is the scary thing with the with Mello and with an audience like the Swedish ones. They're really picky, and you shouldn't think or believe that you are something else or
Yeah.
better than someone else. You know, even though I have that strong feeling and strong like mindset of you can do whatever you like, you can do whatever you want. Yeah, you can, but you need the audience, and you need everyone on your side. Of course, it makes me happy to hear that people or that they are thinking that I'm going to the final. But it doesn't matter if I go to the final first or second. Of course, I want to make it in the final. That's what counts. But the best memory I have in my life is probably when I went straight to the final with the Run to the Hills. Actually, it was a
Of
huge
course.
deal to me. So yeah, and
And is
I'm
it
a
any
really sensitive girl.
scarier this year that there's no real Andra Johansson this time? Because last time when you competed, that fifth Del Tevling was the Andra Johansson, and now that's not really
Yeah.
there.
I know that is also and still will be to many people really weird that we don't have this second chance or like that final thing because that makes sense. And I was talking to my friends about it. I'm like, no one understands that still. But yeah, of course you want to perform again to get a second chance. But now you don't get a second chance. You just get a second chance to get votes. So I think that's a huge difference to the newer singers and the newer people that compete in Melfest because they don't get a chance to show what they got the second chance. They just get to loop their video again. And like, yeah, this is what they did. If people didn't like it the first time or if something happened, you can't really change that. I think I will be fine. I hope that I can take a spot in the final. And if not, it will be an interesting thing to go to that fifth competition or that thing because I haven't been there. So it will be interesting to also see how that goes. But yeah, I'm really excited to go back to Gothenburg because that's where my competition and my journey with Melfest started actually. That's where I competed the first time ever with nobody. And then I didn't go to second chance or I didn't go to final. And the doctor actually sent me straight out in the competition, I remember.
That's right.
And
Yeah,
yeah,
you were
so
standing
it
with
feels like
doctors in the end.
we're wrapping up my competing scene in Melfest, it feels like a good closure here in Gothenburg.
Is there anyone this year who you see as a big competition, or like, I don't want to say threat because it's maybe too strong of words, but
I mean, it would be really nice to hear the songs. Of course, there is
you haven't
personalities
heard
that
any of the
I.
song yet at all.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard any. And of course, it's a big threat to me, like having Måns. Like he's been winning before. We all know that. He's being be he's been in the biggest show ever that everyone watch like Masked Singer. Even though I was winning Masked Singer, he was the judge of Masked Singer. He's the personality of Masked Singer. Like. He's a big personality, which people love, and we all love Måns, Mums, Mums, Måns, and he's also a friend of mine, which I've been like touring with and singing with, and yeah, he's a great person, and he's a great singer, so he's a big threat. And I know lots of women out there in Sweden, they love him. They
Yeah.
love him. So yeah. And we also have many new singers in the competition, which is fun, which will be like the Cornelia to me, you know, coming
Yeah.
in from whenever, whatever side, and like standing out as a great singer. So yeah, I have good competition this year. And also Jon Lundvik, we have these people, they have been winning this competition before. I haven't been
Yeah.
winning ever, and I've been standing here coming back three times. So people may be a little bit tired of me too, but I'm here, I'm back again.
No.
Oh, we will see.
I mean, Sebi and I, we're not singers, we're not artists. So, I mean, you've qualified for the biggest show, the biggest national final in Eurovision. It's not like this is the San Marino Song Contest we're talking about. Like
No.
this is your fourth time. Like there's a reason. So like, what I can't even imagine what it would mean to you if you actually win this thing and go to Basel. What would go through your mind? What's the motivation, you know?
Okay, so that's always the motivation
Yeah.
to win the big prize, and it's always been whatever I've been dealing with in life, if it has been competition and horse riding or and whatever I've been doing, I always want to win, and that's the
Yeah.
goal, of course. You always want to be on top and feel proud about yourself. And you know, with these years competing three times, I have always seen myself as a winner in the end. And it hurts your pride a little bit to be
Yeah.
like, oh, not this year, not this year. But that's life, and that's what you need to. That's what I want to show people, that they shouldn't be afraid of doing either. Because even though it hurts to not win or not get what you want, it's what matters is that you stand up again and try again. Because if you do that, eventually you might win, and that's actually the goal. But winning is also, you win during that ride too. I've been winning with Run to This. I've been winning with Beat of Broken Hearts in my way. I've been growing as a person. But of course, it would be so much fun to win Eurovision for Sweden. Oh my God,
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. And it's a big dream of mine. And I see it happen. I see it happen. I don't know. I wanna do that, and also like continuing doing music outside of just Melfest and Eurovision. You know, I
Yeah.
would like to do it the step. It feels like I've been becoming an older person, which I am, and have lots of experience, and I've made lots of changes through my management and my music around too, and releases and so on. All the teams around me. So
Yeah.
it would be a really good match to like come out. Maybe win Belfast, go to Eurovision, release something really nice, do a lot of collabs with other Eurovision singers and DJs, and just continue from there. Would be a big party, and I would definitely give my all to like make it in Eurovision too. I think if I win Melfest, that's the hardest part. I think then Eurovision could go a little bit easier. Maybe
Yeah.
I feel like that has always been my like tricky part. I it was hard like getting the points from the European judges
Yeah.
with Run to the Hills. I think I got the lowest points of like almost everyone. And then the year after, Norway comes with a really good Alexandra and sings almost like an EDM song.
Yeah.
Song like mine almost, and gets really good like results. I think I want to be a step before, and I think we can do that this year, because I feel like my song is something new to Eurovision and to Melfest this year too. But I just hope that Sweden are ready to take something in that is something that they haven't heard, and that they can like it even though they haven't heard before, because that's what I usually have struggles with, that they're
Yeah.
like, oh, this was really good, but a little bit too late.
Well, I think
So
you're well
yeah.
placed in Vegas for that. I mean, you've got all the best clubs there, all the DJs. You should just
Oh
get a
yeah.
residency somewhere. If
Oh
Celine Dion
yeah.
can do it, you can.
Exactly. So last year I
Same.
was actually here. I was seeing one of my favorite artists, Lady Gaga. And that was before I lived here. She has her own museum in MGM. It's free. I have all her like outfits go. I can go in there whenever I'm going seeing a game with my boyfriend. Then I'm passing by and like, oh wow, I love her. I love her. I love this. But yeah, it's true. I have all the good residents. I think I'm going to see Sebastian Ingrosso this Friday, tomorrow, at the Despair. He's guesting one of the big DJs here.
Yeah,
It's
but kick
magnificent.
him
It's
out and you take his place. It should be your
you know,
residency.
I'm like, get
Yeah.
out. I'm gonna be here.
Yeah.
No, but it's fun era. You know, I have lots of friends over here that I've been touring with on Rix FM Festival, for an example. Benson Boone is from Las Vegas, actually. He lives here. And also I was touring with Dasha this summer. She is based in LA. All my love to LA, actually, right now. It's terrible what's going on there right now. But anyway, she's living there and also in Nashville. You know, when you're young and you're on the road, you get to know lots of people, and it's fun. I think it's good to be a little bit spread out in the world.
Yeah, that was a very beautiful final word, Clara.
Oh,
Thank you so
thanks.
much for joining us today. Is there anything else you would like to say, any message you have to your fans and all the listeners?
Oh, of course, if I can sneak that in. Yeah, for everyone listening and voting and been everyone that's been sharing for me, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It means the world to me, even though you don't think so. If you don't think so, it does. I'm a really sensitive girl and I see everything. So and yeah, all my fans are amazing. That's why I'm still doing it. And you know, being on Instagram, being on social media, it's a hard thing keeping up everything. But I just love it. I love being on stage, and I'm looking forward to come back. And thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you for
Thank
being a
you.
guest, and we wish you the
And
best of luck.
rösta,
Rösta, of course,
Rösta.
we need
Yeah.
it.
Oh, vi ses i Basel. Det ska vi.
Det gör vi. Vi
Ja.
ses i Basel.
Thank you so much. Best
Bye.
of luck.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much once again to Clara. And yeah, I like it when artists are saying what they're really thinking, you know? If you have them on the podcast and you say, I didn't like Eurovision last year, but I'm gonna make it better. Or, you know, be honest when you talk.
So I was thinking she mentioned too much nudity, although it's not like she's dressed up like a nun on stage when she's in Melfest either. But like, who was she talking? Like, I don't know, Windows 95 Man
I
was.
guess Windows 95 Man and then the back dancers of Nebulosa as well. There was a lot
Cyprus.
of peaches, you know, this year,
There were peaches
last
from
year.
Spain, Spanish peaches.
Finnish.
The yeah, there were naked boys for Cyprus. Celia's
But they had
dancers.
pants on, you know. That was
Is
nothing
that the
unusual. We've
bar now
seen
for
that.
Eurovision? They had pants on.
I mean, in Melodi Festival, and we've seen many nude dancers as well, or at least topless dancers. So, yeah.
True, and if you count the turquoise carpet, there was a lot of sheer, see-through
Oh, yeah,
items.
especially from Cornelia in Torino.
Yeah,
Clara didn't
and
remember.
Yolanda this year too. There were a few. I don't know how she didn't free. It was so cold this year. Well, last year in Malmö on the turquoise carpet. Yeah. Anyway, enough about nipples.
Enough about nipples. So, thank you very much for listening. If you want to find out more about Clara, you can check all information on buildingbridgespod.com. And don't forget to tune in next time again for our next interview. Bye bye.
Hey there.